a whole series of top-shell snails, greenish-yellow ones fished up from American seas, others colored reddish-brown that patronize the waters off Queensland, the former coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and notable for their overlapping shells, the later some sun-carrier shells found in the southernmost seas. Finally, and rarest of all, the magnificent spurred star shell from New Zealand. Then some wonderful peppery furrow shells, several valuable species of Cythera clams and Venus clams, the trellis wheedletrap snail from Tranquebar on India's eastern shore, a marbled turban snail gleaming with mother-of-pearl, green parrot shells from the seas of China, the virtually unknown cone snail from the genus Colindulus, every variety of cowrie used as money in India and Africa, a glory of the seas, the most valuable shell in the East Indies, finally, common periwinkles, Delphinula snails, turret snails, violet snails, European cowries, veloute snails, olive shells, meter shells, helmet shells, murex snails, whelks, harp shells, spiny periwinkles, triton snails, horn snails, spindle shells, conch shells, spider conchs, limpets, glass snails, sea butterflies, every kind of delicate, fragile seashell that science has baptized with its most delightful names.